Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. You never see broad railroad cars, for they are built to strict specifications so as to fit the railroad tracks, bridges, tunnels, and other cars that barrel toward them. Anything projecting from a railroad car outside the specified limits will be cut off. Because of strict specifications, distances between wheels of cars must be narrowed to fit the track. The track is not fitted to the cars, but the cars must be fitted to the track. Anyone who designs railroad cars would dare not propose the width between tracks be changed to fit a different width between wheels on a newly designed car. Neither would anyone propose that the direction of the track and the destination of the track be changed to fit a designer's whims. The width, the direction, and the destination of the track is fixed. For railroad cars to function as they were designed, they must stay on the track. Seeing cars used for other things, such as restaurants, is like seeing fish out of water, for their element is to be on track. A railroad car fulfilling its purpose is a beautiful thing to see. That purpose is only fulfilled as it follows the track, whether the track is going uphill, downhill, around curves, or across river bridges. It is always consistent and never tries to make its own way, but faithfully follows the track made by its maker. It does not seek to know where the track leads. It just has to follow the track for which it is fitted. Age is not a factor of whether it follows the track or not, because it was fitted for following when it was constructed and placed on the track. Age does not change the gauge of the wheels or the narrowness of the rail car, for those are fixed from the car's youth. What have I described here? Why, our proverb, of course, for its first word is train, which derives from the Hebrew meaning to narrow. Therefore, this proverb reads, "Narrow up a child in the way he should go." The inference is that unless the child is narrowed, he will end up broad. To narrow a child is to fit the child for the way he should go. To narrow a railroad car is to fit the car for the track, which is the way, and unless this is done, it will meet with all manner of disaster. This same thing applies to a child, for a child's mind must be narrowed to the way that he is to go. Otherwise, he will not fit the way, and if he is not fit for the way, he will meet disaster, just as would a broad railroad car. Jesus Christ spoke of two ways in the Gospel of Matthew, one broad and one narrow. Many were on the broad way, which led to destruction, but few were found on the narrow way, even though it led to life. Parents are responsible to help the child find the narrow way, for left to himself, he will end up on the broad way, which always leads to destruction. A parent's responsibility is to rein him into a narrow way. Training, then, is forming that child narrowly so that he or she will fit the way that is narrow. So we are told to train or narrow a child, but what are we to narrow him for? Just as a railroad car is narrowed for a specific gauge track, we are to narrow a child for a specific track or way. Jesus did not leave us ignorant, for in John 14:6 he told us, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." So Jesus Christ is the singular track to the Father. Parents, in fitting the child for the track, by teaching the fear of the Lord, using the rod, which the Hebrew word indicates is a shoot or a twig of a length suited to the age of the child, and reproof in teaching obedience, instructing in wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, will move broadness to narrowness. Narrowing comes by giving subtlety to the simple and to the young man knowledge and discretion. Narrowing comes by praying and teaching him or her to pray. Never broadening, ever narrowing by focusing the child to the track. In other words, training a child to have a one-track mind, and that track is Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul wrote to the Philippians to have the same mind about things as Christ Jesus, and then he expounded upon this mind, which led Christ to be of no reputation, taking upon himself the form of a servant, humbling himself, becoming obedient unto death. Then God broadened him when he exalted him, giving him a name above every name. We want our children to be lifted up by God, but first we must take steps to narrow the child to fit God's track. The child must be fitted to servanthood, which is marked by humility and obedience. He must be fitted to the way that God has prepared if eventually he is to be lifted up. And God has promised in this proverb that when he is old, he will not depart from it, for this narrowing will see him through life. Start the child on the right way, and even when he is old, he will be found on the track, for there is no derailment if things are done the Bible way. Fit him to this track, and from this track he will not depart.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.